Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106 Up in the Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Ian Harditz, fantasy football writer for Fantasy Life, will join us at 8:20. He's got some nuggets about Cliff Kingsbury's offense. Later this hour, I will give you some nuggets that I got from our pal Zach Kruger, which maybe will make you pump the brakes on a little of the Jaden Daniels hype, but we'll get into that at 7:45. 9 o'clock, Mike Rizzo to talk some Nationals baseball. We will talk to the GM and president of baseball ops.
I know we're going to hit the skins here in a second, but I've got to thank Coach Mike Cassidy over at Marymount.
Not Mike Cassidy.
Michael Cassidy's the head baseball coach at Marymount, just a few miles away, and he sent us some hats.
Very cool.
These are cool. I actually like the cut, that royal blue.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So thank you very much, Coach. That's Marymount University Baseball right there.
Good sized.
They have a good baseball team? I have no idea.
Couldn't tell you.
Who knows? Nice, you can't keep track of every college. I mean, who knows?
Curious.
I'm going to say yes, but I don't know.
Baseball hats are hard to come by because, like, if you go into their school store or whatever, you'll find like regular hats that say Marymount, but you don't find the baseball. I'm trying to find the baseball hats at Cornell. This is one the baseball coach gave me, but I want the red one. You can't find them anywhere.
The red one with the white C?
Yes. Yeah. It's silly.
Did you tell them you wanted that one?
The baseball coach?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I already gave you one.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I can't give you two.
I want the red one.
So thank you,
Coach. I see
Coach.
31-11. That's pretty good.
Eric looks like he's ready for a blood rally.
14-4 in the conference.
I'm tired, dude. I just put on red sweatpants, and then I didn't know what to put on, and I just saw the red top. Then it dawned on me I had two red things, but oh well. I didn't know what to do.
Well, I do know this. You're going to hit the skins right now.
Oh, am I? I'm sorry.
Hit the skins is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? How about grabbing a Don't Sleep Energy shot? Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip in a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
I have to tell you, I was getting annoyed earlier this morning when I was reading. They called this guy. I'll see if I can find it now. I found it this morning. Football commentator, or whatever. They're like some longtime analytics donk was trying to say, and they was doing the bit that we were kind of doing yesterday. That you know, on average, there'll probably be one great quarterback, one pretty good, and a couple that are awful or whatever. And his tweet was something to the effect of, looks like Caleb Williams is going to be the breakout. And he says, and very likely Daniels is going to be the bust, essentially.
Why did he say that?
I don't know. It was making me crazy, and I didn't know the name, and it was for, like, FTN. Do you know what FTN is?
No.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, man, this must not be a legitimate guy. But I don't even know how you could justify that at this point.
Well, what did he say about the other guys?
No, didn't really.
Oh, did?
Just in the link that I saw. Maybe
it's a fantasy site, FTN.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, because, listen, the Caleb has had some dazzling plays in the preseason.
For the numbers.
That are wowing people. And Jaden, as JP has talked about, has only had, sort of one really explosive play, the one to Diami.
I mean, I think he's shown a lot with his legs.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's
limited work, but
I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be really, really good. I know we're going to have Ian Harditz in, and
I'll give you some nuggets coming up at 7:45 that we can dive into, though, about Jaden Daniels.
Is that from Harditz?
No, it's from our pal Zach Kruger.
Yeah, and I don't know. We're going to talk to Harditz about Kingsbury's offense. And listen, I don't know a ton about it, but I guess the sentiment is that Cliff doesn't throw downfield a lot, right? I know JP always talks about sideways passes. they talk about how when DeAndre Hopkins was his 1 year when he was in Arizona, I guess they don't move their receivers around a lot. I think that's one thing with Cliff He may not run a lot of pre-snap motion. Like you see, you know, in Miami, those guys are moving around all over the place pre-snap. Maybe Cliff doesn't do that a lot. Hartitz has noticed that McLaurin lines up on the left side, 28 out of 29 snaps. DeAndre Hopkins kind of did a similar thing. You know, there's some predictability to Cliff's offense.
I got to think Kingsbury has learned a lot since his days at Arizona. He was there for 3.5 years, 4 years, and he got fired in the fourth year. But his teams did get better. Took over a bad team in 2019. They went 5-10-1. Second year, they went 500. Third year, they won 11 games and went to the wild card game, lost to the Rams, but went to the playoffs. And then Kyler Murray gets hurt, and he had a bad year that final year, and he gets let go. And he was pretty balanced, but I got to think he's learned a lot. Don't you think?
I mean, I would think, but maybe it's just a staple. I don't think it's necessarily something where he's not aware of what he's doing. It's just a staple of his offense.
And I got to think if he's got talent, he's going to use that talent. So if he's got talent on the outside that can get deep and stretch the field, I think he's going
to
use it.
Now, it's not that he's not going to use it, but it's that there might be a predictability to it.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe he has learned over time. And he'll be a little bit more unpredictable. But I do know that McLaurin has pretty much been on the left side the whole time,
right,
in the preseason.
But
again, it's preseason, so you're not really showing teams anything.
That's obviously true. That the no huddle rate that they've shown, which I've loved, which I think is more an indicator of just trying to get Jaden acquainted with running 2-minute offense and that sort of thing. But they're running it at a much higher rate than anybody else in the league. But it is preseason. Drab, you have an update on the FTN guy?
Well, it's not just, it's just some random guy. That's Aaron Schatz, who's the longtime ESPN NFL analytics guy.
So you like this guy, too?
Well, he's very well known in this industry. He's also the creator of the DVOA
stat. Yeah, he's big on the DVOA.
So, this is a guy who knows what he's talking about. But this is all he said. This is all on the back of what we're talking about now of Ian Harditz's nuggets on Kingsbury's preseason tendencies. And Aaron says, I keep saying that it's likely that one of the rookie QBs will be very good, one will be very bad, and the rest will be below average. It sure feels like Caleb Williams is going to be the good one, and Jaden Daniels may end up as the bad one. And then he does a little asterisk and says,
I hate this guy.
Sorry, let me make that clear. It feels like Jaden Daniels may end up as the bad one, not through his own fault.
Right. I saw that.
Going back to how Kingsbury is predictable and teams figure him out quickly.
All right.
It's interesting.
I hate that guy.
I know through two preseason games, the guy with the most big time throws, if that means anything to you, we've talked a lot about big time throws, PFF's number, I think it is Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's had some remarkable plays, there's no doubt about it, where, that's his thing, where he scrambles around and rips off some throw against his body downfield. His thing.
Some people were knocking his completion percentage in the last game, which I believe was 50%, Caleb Williams. But I saw a film breakdown. I think it was on TV. Maybe I saw it online. And he had a couple drops. And he also had that one spectacular one, which looked like it was going to be a touchdown, where he was scrambling to the right and throws just a rope 30 yards to the corner of the end zone, and I guess the guy had a foot out of bounds. So it wasn't like he was inaccurate. It just, ended up being 50%. But if you looked at the context of it, it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just kind of going back to, he's only been a head coach in the NFL for one team, and it was only for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you go back and look at the numbers, when he took over Arizona in 2019, that yardage per game, total yardage per game, they were in the bottom 10 in the league. Mm-hmm. And they went 5-10-1. Okay. Points per game, they were roughly middle of the pack. They were averaging 22 a game. The next year in 2020, now again, it's different quarterback, different talent, different receivers, different offensive line. I get it. But it went from 22 a game to 25 a game. And his total yardage went up to top 10 in the league. So he went from bottom 10 to top 10 in 2 years.
Is that the year they draft Kyler?
In 2020?
Yeah.
You'd have to go look and see what year that he was drafted. I thought Kyler was there in 2019, but maybe not. 2021, the points go up even more by one a game. So he's going from 25 to 26 a game. And again, in total yardage, they were also in the top 10, maybe top 8.
But their defenses were horrible.
Defenses weren't very good. But
How were they on like time of possession and all that? Did they not possess the ball a long time? Did they run too much hurry up and all
you'd
that?
You'd have to go look at that. But they went from 5 wins to 10 or 11 wins in that 3-year mm-hmm. span, and they went to the playoffs in the third year.
Mm-hmm. So Kyler Murray came in 2019, which was
right.
The
so
5-10-1
that was his rookie year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they go 8-8, and then they go 9-5.
I just don't feel
with
like
Kyler Murray is the starter.
I just don't feel like this guy Shats, who everybody loves, who was he's a pimple on my butt cheek. I don't even understand his rationale. Like, I know he's trying to now back off a little bit and say it's not because of Jaden, it's because of Cliff. But like what you just said, Cliff seemed like he's a fine offense coordinator.
I mean, I think he kind of proved it. I mean, his team's improved when he was running the offense in Arizona.
Right.
Now, the team sucked that fourth year, but Kyler got hurt.
Right. How do they blame him? There was also a weird thing, just getting back to Commanders as a whole for a second. And for some reason, this guy showed up on my algorithm. I talked about him the other day. Drew Chrisman, is that how you say his name? The former Ohio State punter. And I noticed a couple days ago that he was one of the guys the Commanders brought in, you know, for their sort of standard weekly workouts. Remember, they signed Martavius? Mm-hmm. Chrisman is a punter who came in, and he's documenting his journey as he's getting cut by every team. And
cool video.
He's got cool videos up there. I watch him. And then he documents what he did his tryout with the Commanders, and of course, he inevitably got cut. And, you know, or they didn't want him. And the Commanders then, 6 hours later, they the legal department said take down all your social media posts mentioning us.
Cease and desist.
He said
no fun league.
Yeah, why would the command? First of all, I thought it was weird they're trying to punter. I guess you need one in case Trust gets hurt. But there's no way they're looking for a punter.
Looking at the video.
There's just no way.
Unless I missed something, I was expecting that maybe he showed something that they didn't want out there, but I thought it was pretty innocuous.
Yeah.
I mean, he showed him not getting dressed, but he shows him before, and then mm-hmm. he goes like behind a curtain, and then you see him dressed, and you mm-hmm. see him walking out with his helmet.
I saw a video, did the same thing with the Niners. He had right. a workout with the Niners recently.
I don't know.
I just think that
there must have been something that they saw that they didn't want out there.
When you're looking at this particular team this year, I know we argued about Jaden a bunch yesterday, all right? Mm-hmm. And I think Jaden can be very good. He needs help around him, and he needs great coaching. I think they're going to get that. But this year, it's kind of, all right, let's see what he can do. Hopefully, he improves from week 1 to week 17 or week 18. And then year 2, get better. And then year 3, get better.
Oh, yeah, he's going to keep getting better.
I don't think you can't grade a guy for his career after his rookie year. I mean, because the team's going to change next year. Things are going to change. This coaching staff's going to be together for minimum 3 years. So it's hard to say he's going to be a bust. I don't think he's going to be a bust. I do agree with him that, based on history, those 6 quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round, not all of them are going to be great.
Right, but I don't
There's
think
going to be a certain percentage, maybe half, that are going to be just okay,
the problem
if not bad.
The thing I hate about that is people are just saying that based on history.
Correct. Well,
I'm asking people, look at the individual talents themselves and the fits. I'm telling you, I think a bunch of these, a preponderance of these guys are going to hit.
I don't think
it just might be an outlier.
I don't think
year.
It's just on history. I think it's also how hard the position is to play.
I agree. It is a very hard position to play.
Yeah.
But I actually think this is a unique year. We'll see, though. I guess you guys will get the last laugh. I hope not.
Like I said, you might not believe me. I hope that Jaden Daniels is good and we can ride the wave. Because you know what?
He's going to be good. I'm not worried about him.
Just think of how much fun we had
whatever
with the Capitals when they won it all, and how much fun we had with the Nationals when they won it all. I want the Commanders to be good.
I'm not worried. Jaden Daniels is the least of my worries. I need Knicks to hit, JJ to hit. Drake, I don't know. That's Jason's guy, so hopefully he hits. I think Caleb will certainly have some spectacular moments. He used to be a pretty good group. I have no idea. Penix. When are they going to play
him? It's just a wait and see. I mean,
yeah.
3 years
from now. There's so much football to be played.
Yeah.
And after 3 years, we'll go back and look at these 6 guys and go, all right. What do you think?
By the way,
is this guy really good? Is he average? Does he suck?
I'm going to say there.
Has he been benched?
There are at least 5 out of the 6 will at least be average. That's what I'm going to guess. Honestly, I don't think it's going to be one great one, one okay one, and everyone else is just butt. Everyone else is Zach Wilson. I just don't think.
I think
it's a different crop. I think it's a special crop.
Well,
Well, we'll see.
Well, yeah, we will.
By the way, did you see Teddy Bridgewater's coach in high school? I didn't even know he retired from football.
Yeah, that came out a few days or a couple weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, too many injuries.
Yeah.
All right, it is a Game Show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's. Whole new way to nug. We're going to play Junkie's Password next. If you want to play, we got some great prizes. We had a $50 gift card to Wendy's, and we also have tickets to go see Jason Aldean at Jiffy Lube Live. Call in now at 800-636-1067. Welcome back. Junkie's coming to you live on a Game Show Wednesday. Going to play Junkie's Password. You will pick a junkie as your teammate. We will feed you clues, and if you can figure out the password before your opponent, you'll win the prize. We have Jason Aldean tickets. We also have a $50 gift card to Wendy's on the line. Who are our first two contestants, Mr. Bickle?
I guess let's go to Roy calling from the Shenandoah.
Nice.
Roy, hey, buddy. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Good.
Man, it's got to be in the 40s out in the Shenandoah.
Oh, it was chilly this morning.
Got to be chilly out there.
You know what's right. Crazy? I've got leaves falling from a couple trees already.
Hmm?
You've got what?
Leaves falling already. Like a lot of leaves falling on my yard from a couple of my trees.
Right.
I got to believe in the Shenandoah it's happening.
I don't.
Is it early fall?
I don't concern myself with leaves. They fall, I wouldn't even know it.
All right, so who is
you
Roy?
Don't have anybody pick them up?
I do.
Oh, you do.
Who is Roy going to choose as his partner?
But I don't lift a finger.
I don't either.
All right. Who do you want to work with?
Bish.
Bish? All right. Yes. And let's go to George in lovely, beautiful, scenic Waldorf. Hey, George.
Hey, guys. I knew you were going to make fun of Waldorf.
I didn't. I said it was beautiful.
That's
he's predictable. Who would you like to play with? You can choose EB or myself as your partner.
EB's just crazy enough to win. I'll take EB.
All right.
Fickle, you can pick the password. I have three here.
All right.
And then just circle it and let Jason know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You can give the first clue.
Who can me?
You will give the first clue to George in Waldorf from all the password you have chosen.
All right. all right. This will be difficult for Jason. All right, I'll give the first clue. Are you ready, Georgie?
Let's do it.
Megan Fox.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Thank you.
Winner.
Wow. And
congratulations.
We are on the same page, brother.
You've won a $50 gift card to you by Wendy's. The best nugs are now even better. Wendy's new saucy nugs. Take the nugs you love and sauce them up in bold flavors, including buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parmesan, and spicy ghost pepper. Try them all today for a whole new way to nug. It's got to be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later at participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary by location.
I don't want to botch it.
I don't know that guy's name, Machine Gun Kelly. What's his name?
Oh.
But I don't know what clue I would have given.
Well, you would have
given... Tattoos, maybe?
Well,
And he's.
Did you know he was dating Megan Fox?
No.
You didn't?
I brought it up because there's a story.
It rings a bell now that you say it, but...
There's a story, I guess, Megan Fox confronted this UFC star, Sean Strickland, because he went up to Machine Gun Kelly.
Right.
They had a face-to-face confrontation, and he called him, he said, "You know where to find me, weirdo," and he called him a vampire man.
Right.
Machine Gun Kelly, did he put in, like, fangs or something like that?
I don't know.
Did a story, or maybe it was while you were gone, the Cakes did a story, I believe he had a dentist or something mess with his teeth, and he's got fangs.
Put in fangs?
Oh.
Yeah.
People are so dumb.
I told you, I saw Machine Gun Kelly in concert.
Yeah, and he was good, right?
And he was really good.
Was he?
His opening act, Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne. She's still around?
She's doing openings for people? Ooh, that's kind of embarrassing.
Remember how big she was?
She was so big.
What was that, 15 years ago?
We saw her at the Grammys.
All right, we still have the Jason Aldean tickets.
All right, let's go to... Let me see. Where's my damn mouse? There we go. Let's go to Brian in another lovely, beautiful, scenic spot, Warrington.
Hey, Brian.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. I'm going to definitely go with EB again because he's on a hot streak.
Wanton.
Thank you. I'm on a heater.
Wanton.
Or I could be due for just a humiliating loss. All right, let's go to Rich and only. Hey, Rich, who do you want to work with?
I'm going to work with JP on this one.
Rich called yesterday. We were talking about Jaden Daniels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He basically said, Bickle, you've doomed every quarterback based on what you've talked about.
Jason, I will let you choose the password. Top or bottom, let me know.
All right, go top.
Top. Okay, that one's okay.
Yeah. All right, you go first.
That's JP.
Oh, JP. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
No, it's you against Bickle. He picked you.
Okay, yeah. That's right. Your clue is TikTok.
TikTok. TikTok.
Got nothing.
Yeah, you shouldn't. All right, let me ask you a question. I'm going to use... Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think you can use the full name. Well, then I'll let you use first name.
Well, that's not going to help. All right.
Gotta find a different way.
All right. Patrick. All right.
Okay.
Back to Rich. And only.
Rich, your clues have been TikTok and Patrick.
Okay.
Brother.
Jackson Mahomes.
Yeah. Winner! Damn. Congratulations. You've won two tickets to go see Jason Aldean. Highway Desperado Tour 2024. Friday, August 30th at Chiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Here's why I chose him as a password. Have you seen this story? Jackson Mahomes, and who knows how much this is, but here's the headline. Jackson Mahomes won't stop thirsting over Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend on Instagram.
I don't know what he's doing.
Despite family beef.
Right. There's family beef?
Are he and Maybe. Patrick really tight?
He goes to his games.
Well, I know that, but I mean, how tight are they?
I don't know.
How could you be tight with him?
I think he's your brother. I think he's probably pretty tight with him.
Is he? All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know what kind of relationship they had.
I don't know, but yeah. But he's been at. Did he get acquitted or they dropped the charges or whatever when he like force kissed that lady in the DJ booth? Remember that? Didn't that thing like fall apart? That case. I think that case or it was settled or something. But I feel like he's been not as popular. Like maybe since
how big is he on TikTok?
I don't know. I don't have TikTok, but I think he's pretty big. But I think since Taylor's been around, he's been on the back burner. He's taken all of that celeb energy from the Chiefs. But yeah, look, to me, so the guy looks like a big
guy. He feels like he has to get some more attention and get back on it, so.
I don't know.
But he has 1.1 million followers.
I mean, JP's daughter has about a similar amount of followers on TikTok, right? She has about a million.
I think she's like
right around there.
950,000, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, Kelsey's just as popular as Jackson Mahomes.
Kayla Nicole, is that the ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean... Are you violating bro code there?
What's
like,
not,
so let's say
it's Travis Kelce's ex. Though.
I understand
it's not
that.
Pat's ex.
I know, but still, right. It's like your brother's boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude,
it'd be like you dating my ex.
The worst violation in history is the Hootie and the Blowfish story.
Yes.
Where the drummer started banging. Who was it? Yeah. The bassist. Wife. And ended up, I think
the drummer was banging while they were still married.
Yeah, I think he had an affair with the bassist's wife. And I think they now are married. Mm. And so they tour and everything. Mark Bryan's wife. I think Mark Bryan's wife is now the drummer's wife.
And we had Mark Bryan in studio.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. And they have to tour together. I don't think they tour that often, but they still play. They still do. It's the wildest. That's the biggest violation right there.
I think this is a nothing burger.
Yeah, I think Jackson Mahomes.
It's not even a flirty comment, I don't think.
What did he say?
He says, "You ate it with this fit, very demure."
You the demure bit is tilting.
Yeah,
you
got to stop. All over the place.
You got to stop with the demure bit. I hate it.
When you said it yesterday, all I could see was my timeline flooded with demure.
Did it happen after that?
Happened after.
Yeah. Because we talked about it and your phone's listening?
Maybe, but also maybe I'm became aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm just noticing it.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Yeah. It's super annoying. Please stop using the word demure.
Coming up next, I'm going to give you some skinny I learned from our pal Zach Kruger, who's a fantasy guy.
And this is regarding
Jaden Daniels and the Commanders offense, which will maybe you think that we're maybe getting a little ahead of ourselves with Jaden Daniels and expecting
nope,
such great things.
Not me.
Let me tell you, to bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Yesterday on the show, EB almost shouted that Jaden Daniels is bust-proof. He whispered it.
But went on
to say that he's not going to miss.
Yeah, I'm changing my terminology. Bust-proof was RG3. My terminology for Jaden is, maybe we should make up a t-shirt, can't miss her. He's a can't miss her.
All right.
That's what I'm going with.
We put up a poll yesterday, our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and 26% agreed with you.
That
he's bust proof.
Okay.
Can't miss.
No, I'm saying can't miss her.
I know. I put your quote, my guy is not going to miss.
Yeah.
So 26%, 74% said no. And look, I said this. I lean towards Jaden being successful. He was unbelievable in college. He was drafted number two by Adam Peters for a reason. And so far, what we've seen is good. But I brought up the passes that he was making. I posited that if you had other quarterbacks there, giving the script that he had in the second preseason game, they also would have gone 10 for 12. They were sideways passes. So after the show, I hit up Zach Kruger, who's a fantasy guy, but a big stats guy. We've had him on the show before. And I just sent him a text, and he sent me a nugget about average depth of target, which he had tweeted about. And I just tweeted at Junks Radio a couple of graphs. So this is just based on the preseason. And he's got a couple of stats there for all the rookie quarterbacks. You can compare how they've done. One of the categories is big-time throw percentage. Last year, we spent a lot of time. You would bring it up a lot because Sam Howell actually had a lot of big-time throws.
Mm-hmm.
So far in the preseason, amongst the rookies, Drake May actually leads in big-time throw percentage at 13.3%. Jaden's kind of in the middle at 6.7%. He's really only had the one, right?
Yeah, I would say he's only had the one, but he's basically played a quarter.
But the thing which I was talking about yesterday is a statistic he's got there called ADOT, average depth of target.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not air yards, but basically the same thing. Caleb Williams is at 11.9 yards for his average depth of target.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May, 8.7 yards. Jaden Daniels is at 5.5. And then if you take away the one pass to De'Ami Brown, it's 2.9 yards.
Mm-hmm.
For every other pass, besides that one deep pass, you don't take it away. It was a great pass, great ball location, everything. But it was just 2.9 yards. And that's why, like, I just don't want to get too excited about the preseason work. And then I didn't ask him for this, and we're going to have Ian Harditz on the show at 8:20. And he has a lot of takes about Cliff Kingsbury. But one of the things about Kingsbury's offense in Arizona, and you pointed to some really positive stats, but it maybe makes you pause on expectations. During his 4 years at Arizona, in terms of the passing game, the average completed pass was 5.3 yards, 31st in the NFL. It is a short passing, at least that's what he's done, it is a short passing game from Cliff Kingsbury.
But who cares if he gets up in the top 10 in offense?
If that happens.
Right. I mean, he was averaging 26 points a game by the end of his tenure.
Yeah.
Give me 26 points and a game. I don't care how you do it. And I think that's a trend in the league is shorter passes. Maybe his are shorter than others. I put no stock in Jaden's 2.6 average depth of target minus the Diami thing. The guy's had like four series of football. Right. Put no stock in it.
The other thing.
Zero.
To look at, which we talked about before the draft, is Zach's a big believer in sack to pressure ratio. And when you look at Jaden Daniels' numbers coming out of college, they're really high. And people who are that high generally don't succeed in the NFL. Like the only guys higher than him and guys drafted in the first three rounds for the last 10 years, Hendon Hooker, Malik Willis, and Will Levis.
But I think Lamar's number was similar, I think, coming out. If I remember correctly, he was similar.
The other guys who are above 20%. Now Jaden was at 24.5%.
Because I think Lamar was like around 20.
The other guys who are successful do include Joe Burrow is on the list, and then Lamar. They're kind of the only
guys
who have succeeded out of 19 quarterbacks.
I can't remember exactly what, but I remember Keim looked into each of the sacks, and he kind of indicated that it was a product of him being such a runner more than it was him just being unaware and like how. How legitimately, I think it was a real issue.
He would run into sacks.
Was kind of unaware of the pressure around him. Like his pocket awareness was suspect. There's no doubt about it. And it became obvious.
I don't think that's
Jaden's deal as much. Like he's scrambling to get out of the way and maybe he's getting tackled, you know, before he gets back to the line of scrimmage and it's a sack.
There's part of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Look, I wouldn't bet on him being unsuccessful because of these things. And I definitely have been impressed by the little amount of work we saw. But you're getting so fired up. And I'd just like to put it in perspective. And then Zach also sent me a text. One of his buddies sent him just a reminder. A couple seasons ago, there was a guy in the preseason who, tell me if this is good, his first ever preseason. And he was a starter. Completed 87% of his passes. Threw for 199 yards. Had three touchdown passes. Had five drives that resulted in five touchdowns.
Kenny Pickett or something?
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. He's so much more talented than Kenny Pickett.
Well,
of course. The point is you got to keep it in perspective.
There's not literally one stat. What do you mean keep it in perspective? I'm using my eyeballs. I've got one stat I could point to that says anything. I'm looking at with my eyeballs are going, this guy's going to hit. I love it. I love what I see. This guy's going to hit. He's going to be successful.
If you watch Justin Fields in the preseason, he's put up great preseason numbers. You think this guy's going to be a star.
Justin Fields is like, he's a weird case because he does show moments where he looks like a star, especially with the running. And there are moments where I feel like Justin Fields, if you would just work with him, he could be. Like, he has star potential.
But it hasn't translated.
Not consistently enough.
His preseason dominance hasn't translated into regular season success.
I'm not talking about preseason. I'm talking about Justin Fields, I think, against us.
Sure, he had four touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, he has star potential. He hasn't been able to do it consistently, in my opinion. Jaden, I just think is a much more polished passer than Fields.
This is the only thing you can really compare it to because Kingsbury's only been a head coach one other time in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. But he was running the offense. But in 2019, we talked about it.
Yep.
When he's with the Cardinals.
That's Kyler's rookie season.
Right. So now he's got another rookie quarterback. But Kyler Murray that year, in his rookie year in 2019, was ninth in the league in pass attempts. So top 10. The next year in 2020, COVID year, but 2020, he was seventh. So he had 542 attempts in 19. He had 558 in 2020. In 21, he went down to 19. But
what did he throw for in those first 2 years? Did he hit 4,000?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
JP thinks they're 2 yard passes. That's why he's saying that.
I'll go back and look and see what the actual stats are. But in 2021, it went down to 19th in pass attempts because that's when James Conner came in. They got him from the Steelers.
Right.
So they started running the ball. There was more balance. So he was passing the ball a lot more in the first couple of years when they had Kenyon Drake. And once they got Conner, they started to balance it out a little bit more. And that's when they went to the playoffs. So there was a more balanced attack. Kyler Murray was still good, but he wasn't throwing the ball as much. in those years, 2019, he threw for, well, just short, 37-25 his rookie year, and 39-71 in 2020. And then that went down a little bit, a couple hundred yards in 21. But again, he with a rookie quarterback, he was throwing the ball.
Sure.
And then when he got a legit running back, and we'll see if that's Robinson this year, there was more of a balance and it was a better offense. So,
like I said yesterday, when we were talking about kind of the history thing, which annoys EB, that historically one of these guys may hit and the rest of them bust.
Well, I just think
there's
that
also
that's
the middle, right? Like, I brought up Kyler Murray as the middle. Like, I wouldn't say he's a bust, but he's also, he hasn't reached the heights of what you expect for a number one pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would agree. He's like an okay.
Well, he threw a bunch of picks. He got sacked a bunch in that rookie year. He had 50 sacks. So hopefully Jaden Daniels isn't getting sacked 50 times this year. But and he was throwing picks. He had 12 in the first couple of years, but he cut that down. And then, of course, Kyler Murray, what was his main strength?
Running.
Then you got Daniels who can do that, and he's a bigger guy. So I would just kind of wait and see. The average yards per attempt, per target, whatever, you also have to have receivers that get open downfield where those numbers go up.
You have to have a line that protects you. There's so many factors.
Look, so if he's got receivers that are getting open downfield, those numbers are going to go up. But he might not have that this year.
My point generally is you may be right, can't miss. And I said I'm leaning towards him being successful, but you're also a little over your skis after two little preseason games. With one deep pass. Like, my whole point is, like, if I'd seen him slicing and dicing a defense, I'd be impressed. Listen, and he's going to have to do that. There's going to be third and 14s. It's not always going to be just throw out a flare pass that a guy runs for 5 yards.
Listen, I just think I have a unique eye for talent. Do you ever go
your
to
a unique
like,
eye for talent that thought Sam Howell was going to be successful, that thought Carson Wentz
was
going to be successful?
I was cautiously optimistic on both those. I wasn't over my skis like I am with it, like way over, like over enthusiastic. I fought for him. But if you go to the tape, I said 51-49. Even Wentz, I said 51-49. It is dicey because his performance had fallen apart. But you ever go to a basketball court and you just right away you see the best player on the court? I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I go to the lacrosse field. I could go and I go, well, that's the best player on the field. It takes me two seconds.
He should be. He's the number two pick.
I'm looking at the play and I'm going, that kid's not going to miss. That's all I'm doing. And that's why I don't like the whole history says this is going to happen. Well, that doesn't mean jack.
JP's planning for third and 14s. So there's maybe one or two of them a game.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it like that kid could play. You could see it. It's obvious. It's jumping out at you. I think he's going to hit. That's all I'm saying. I don't know about DVOA. I don't know about all this other S that people are saying. I just said, look at that kid. That kid could play. He's going to hit.
Can you imagine what the Monday after the Tampa game is going to be like if he goes 18 for 25 for 275 yards and a couple of touchdowns? This guy's going to go crazy.
No, I mean that's
the town's going to go crazy.
He's going to go nuts.
Yeah, I mean,
not if they're 3 yard flares.
But especially if they win.
You know it when you see it. That's all. You know it when you see it. And I thought for how
I just haven't seen it yet. I saw one good pass.
I said right after the pass, shut him down. I'm seeing enough.
The Diami pass.
Yeah, it's literally true. Go to my Twitter. As soon as he did it, I said, I've seen enough. Shut him down. I don't know. Well, you ask college coaches. They go to fields right away. They say they could tell who the players are. It takes them 2 minutes. I'm just telling him, looking at this kid, I'm going.
I'm not smiling at you. You're entertaining me. I think JP, lack of a better phrase, is being a bit of a hater of this segment because Jaden hasn't done anything to make you think that
otherwise. He's playing,
otherwise. I mean, you can find stats to support any argument, and JP's great at that. That's his specialty.
Yeah, but I'm not citing any stats.
So far, practice and the games, Jaden's passing all the tests.
Yeah.
I concur with that. I'm just saying, pump the brakes a little bit. We really haven't seen anything.
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying he's going to the Pro Bowl.
But it's not a stretch to bet on Jaden Daniels. He was the number two pick.
Yeah, but
it's not like you're betting on a fifth rounder.
I know. Number two picks bust all the time, a la Zach Wilson. I mean, where was Cade McNown picked? 7, 8, 9, something like that? You know, the high picks bust all the time. We know that. I'm just saying he looks the part to me. Jason, you go to a basketball court, you see who the ballers are. You could just tell. He just looks to me. I don't have stats to prove it. I'm just using my freaking eyeballs.
I just know that the game is going to get a lot harder in the regular season because he's going to be going against coordinators that are game planning for him, unlike now in the preseason, and he's going against better players.
For sure. But
I'm not saying he's going to fail. I'm just saying it's going to get harder, and it's not going to look that easy. Right now, it looks a little easy for him.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to tear up the league and be Patrick Mahomes. I'm just saying he's going to hit, and like you said, I think, barring injury, he's going to get better every year. And watch out by year three or four. Watch out. Might really have something by year three or four. But I think he's going to prove.
Well, this town needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This town needs it, no doubt.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We'll talk more about Cliff Kingsbury's offense with Ian Harditz, who has some great nuggets about Cliff Kingsbury and what to expect from this offense. That's coming up at 8:20 here on The Fan. Yesterday on the show, EB almost shouted that Jaden Daniels is bust-proof. He whispered it.
I'm changing.
But went on to say that he's not going to miss.
Yeah, I'm changing my terminology. Bust-proof was RG3. My terminology for Jaden is, maybe we should make up a t-shirt, can't miss her. He's a can't miss her.
All right.
That's what I'm going with.
We put up a poll yesterday, our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and 26% agreed with you.
That
he's bust proof.
Okay.
Can't miss.
No, I'm saying can't miss her.
I know. I put your quote. My guy is not going to miss.
Yeah.
So 26%, 74% said no. And look, I said this. I lean towards Jaden being successful. He was unbelievable in college. He was drafted number two by Adam Peters for a reason. And so far, what we've seen is good. But I brought up the passes that he was making. I posited that if you had other quarterbacks there giving the script that he had in the second preseason game, they also would have gone 10 for 12. They were sideways passes. So after the show, I hit up Zach Kruger, who's a fantasy guy, but a big stats guy. We've had him on the show before. And I just sent him a text, and he sent me a nugget about average depth of target, which he had tweeted about. And I just tweeted at Junks Radio a couple of graphs. So this is just based on the preseason. And he's got a couple of stats there for all the rookie quarterbacks. You can compare how they've done. One of the categories is big-time throw percentage. Last year, we spent a lot of time. You would bring it up a lot because Sam Howell actually had a lot of big-time throws.
Mm-hmm.
So far in the preseason, amongst the rookies, Drake May actually leads in big-time throw percentage at 13.3%. Jaden's kind of in the middle at 6.7%. He's really only had the one, right?
Yeah, I would say he's only had the one, but he's basically played a quarter.
But the thing which I was talking about yesterday is a statistic he's got there called ADOT, average depth of target.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not air yards, but basically the same thing. Caleb Williams is at 11.9 yards for his average depth of target.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May, 8.7 yards. Jaden Daniels is at 5.5. And then if you take away the one pass to De'Ami Brown, it's 2.9 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So every other pass, besides that one deep pass, you don't take it away. It was a great pass, great ball location, everything. But it was just 2.9 yards. And that's why, like, I just don't want to get too excited about the preseason work. And then I didn't ask him for this, and we're going to have Ian Harditz on the show at 8:20. And he has a lot of takes about Cliff Kingsbury. But one of the things about Kingsbury's offense in Arizona, and you pointed to some really positive stats, but it maybe makes you pause on expectations. During his 4 years at Arizona, in terms of the passing game, the average completed pass was 5.3 yards, 31st in the NFL. It is a short passing, at least that's what he's done, it is a short passing game from Cliff Kingsbury.
But who cares if he gets up into the top 10 in offense?
If that happens.
Right. I mean, he was averaging 26 points a game by the end of his tenure.
Yeah.
Give me 26 points
and
a game.
I
don't care how you do it. And I think that's a trend in the league is shorter passes. Maybe his are shorter than others. I put no stock in Jaden's 2.6 average depth of target minus the De'Ami thing. The guy's had like four series of football. Right. Put no stock in it.
The other thing.
Zero.
To look at, which we talked about before the draft, is Zach's a big believer in sack-to-pressure ratio. And when you look at Jaden Daniels' numbers coming out of college, they're really high. And people who are that high generally don't succeed in the NFL. Like, the only guys higher than him and guys drafted in the first three rounds for the last 10 years, Hendon Hooker, Malik Willis, and Will Levis.
But I think, like, now, I think Lamar's number was similar, I think, coming out. If I remember correctly, he was similar.
The other guys who are above 20%. Now, Jaden was at 24.5%.
Because I think Lamar was like around 20.
The other guys who are successful do include Joe Burrow, mm-hmm, is on the list, and then Lamar. They're kind of the only
guys who succeeded
out of 19 quarterbacks.
I can't remember exactly what, but I remember Keim looked into each of the sacks, and he kind of indicated that it was a product of him being such a runner more than it was him just being unaware and like how legitimately, I think it was a real issue.
He would run into sacks.
Was kind of unaware of the pressure around him. Like, his pocket awareness was suspect. There's no doubt about it. And it became obvious. I don't think that's Jaden's deal as much. Like, he's scrambling to get out of the way, and maybe he's getting tackled, you know, before he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and it's a sack.
There's part of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Look, I wouldn't bet on him being unsuccessful because of these things, and I definitely have been impressed by the little amount of work we saw, but you're getting so fired up, and I'd just like to put it in perspective. And then Zach also sent me a text, one of his buddies sent him, just a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
A couple seasons ago, there was a guy in the preseason who, tell me if this is good, his first ever preseason, and he was a starter, completed 87% of his passes, threw for 199 yards, had three touchdown passes, had five drives that resulted in five touchdowns.
Kenny Pickett or something?
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah. He's so much more talented than Kenny Pickett.
Well,
of course. The point is, you got to keep it in perspective.
There's not literally one stat. What do you mean keep it in perspective? I'm using my eyeballs. I've got one stat I could point to that says anything. I'm looking at them with my eyeballs and going, this guy's going to hit. I love it. I love what I see. This guy's going to hit. He's going to be successful.
If you watch Justin Fields in the preseason, he's put up great preseason numbers. You think this guy's going to be a star.
Justin Fields is like, he's a weird case because he does show moments where he looks like a star, especially with the running. And there are moments where I feel like Justin Fields, if you would just work with him, he could be. Like, he has star potential.
But it hasn't translated.
Not consistently enough.
His preseason dominance hasn't translated into regular season success.
I'm not talking about preseason. I'm talking about Justin Fields, I think, against us.
Sure, he had four touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, he has star potential. He hasn't been able to do it consistently, in my opinion. Jaden, I just think, is just is a much more polished passer than Fields.
This is the only thing you can really compare it to, because Kingsbury's only been a head coach one other time in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay? But he was running the offense.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2019, we talked about it.
Yep.
When he's with the Cardinals.
That's Kyler's rookie season.
Right. So now he's got another rookie quarterback. But Kyler Murray that year, in his rookie year in 2019, was ninth in the league in pass attempts.
Mm-hmm.
So top 10. The next year in 2020, COVID year, but 2020, he was seventh. So he had 542 attempts in 19. He had 558 in 2020. In 21, he went down to 19. But
what did he throw for in those first 2 years? Did he hit 4,000?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
JP thinks they're 2 yard passes. That's why he's saying that.
I'll go back and look and see what the actual stats are. But in 2021, it went down to 19th in pass attempts, because that's when James Conner came in. They got him from the Steelers.
Right.
So they started running the ball. There was more balance. So he mm-hmm. was passing the ball a lot more in the first couple of years when they had Kenyon Drake. And once they got Conner, they started to balance it out a little bit more. And that's when they went to the playoffs. So there was a more balanced attack. Kyler Murray was still good, but he wasn't throwing the ball as much. In those years, 2019, he threw for, just short, 37-25 his rookie year, and 39-71 in 2020. And then that went down a little bit, a couple hundred yards in 21. But again, with a rookie quarterback, he was throwing the ball.
Sure.
And then when he got a legit running back, and we'll see if that's Robinson this year, there was more of a balance and it was a better offense. So,
like I said yesterday, when we were talking about kind of the history thing, which annoys EB, that historically one of these guys may hit and the rest of them bust.
Well, I just think
there's
that
also
that's
the middle, right? Like, I brought up Kyler Murray as the middle. Like, I wouldn't say he's a bust, but he's also, he hasn't reached the heights of what you expect for a number one pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I would agree. He's like an okay.
Well, he threw a bunch of picks. He got sacked a bunch in that rookie year. He had 50 sacks. So hopefully Jaden Daniels isn't getting sacked 50 times this year. But and he was throwing picks. He had 12 in the first couple years, but he cut that down. And then, of course, Kyler Murray, what was his main strength?
Running.
Then you got Daniels who can do that, and he's a bigger guy. So I would just kind of wait and see. But at the average yards per attempt, per target, whatever, you also have to have receivers that get open downfield where those numbers go up.
And you have to have a line that protects you. There's so many factors.
So if he's got receivers that are getting open downfield, those numbers are going to go up. He might not have that this year.
My point generally is you may be right. Can't miss. And I said I'm leaning towards him being successful, but you're also a little over your skis after two little preseason games. With one deep pass. Like, my whole point is, like, if I'd seen him slicing and dicing a defense, I'd be impressed. Listen, and he's going to have to do that. There's going to be third and 14s. It's not always going to be just throw out a flare pass that a guy runs for 5 yards.
Listen, I just think I have a unique eye for talent. Do you ever go
your
to
a unique eye for talent that thought Sam Howell was going to be successful, that thought Carson Wentz was going to be successful?
I was cautiously optimistic on both those. I wasn't over my skis like I am with it, like, way over, like, over-enthusiastic. I fought for him. But if you go to the tape, I said 51-49. Even Wentz. I said 51-49. It is dicey because his performance had fallen apart. But you ever go to a basketball court and you just right away you see the best player on the court? I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I go to lacrosse field. I could go and I go, well, that's the best player on the field. It takes me two seconds.
He should be. He's the number two pick.
I'm looking at the play and I'm going, that kid's not going to miss. That's all I'm doing. And that's why I don't like the whole history says this is going to happen. Well, that doesn't mean jack.
JP's planning for third and 14s. There's maybe one or two of them a game.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it like that kid could play. You could see it. It's obvious. It's jumping out at you. I think he's going to hit. That's all I'm saying. I don't know about DVOA. I don't know about all this other S that people are saying. I just said, look at that kid. That kid could play. He's going to hit.
Can you imagine what the Monday after the Tampa game is going to be like if he goes 18 for 25 for 275 yards and a couple touchdowns? This guy's going to go crazy.
No, I mean that's
the town's going to go crazy.
He's going to go nuts.
Yeah, I mean,
not if they're 3 yard flares.
But especially if they win.
You're good. Listen, like, you know it when you see it. That's all. You know it when you see it. And I thought for how
I just, like, haven't seen it yet. I saw one good pass.
I said right after the pass, shut him down. I'm seeing enough.
The Diami pass.
Yeah, it's literally true. Go to my Twitter. As soon as he did it, I said, I've seen enough. Shut him down. I don't know. Well, you guys, you ask college coaches. They go to fields right away. They say they could tell who the players are. It takes them 2 minutes. I'm just telling him, looking at this kid, I'm going,
I'm not smiling at you. You're entertaining me. I think JP, lack of a better phrase, is being a bit of a hater of this segment because Jaden hasn't done anything to make you think that
otherwise,
I mean, you can find stats to support any argument, and JP's great at that. So that's his specialty.
Yeah, but I'm not citing any stats.
So far, practice and the games, Jaden's passing all the tests.
Yeah.
I concur with that. I'm just saying, pump the brakes a little bit. We really haven't seen anything.
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying he's going to the Pro Bowl.
But it's not a stretch to bet on Jaden Daniels. He was the number two pick.
Yeah, but
it's not like you're betting on a fifth rounder.
I know. Number two picks bust all the time, a la Zach Wilson. I mean, where was Cade McNown picked? 7, 8, 9, something like that? You know, the high picks bust all the time. We know that. I'm just saying he looks the part to me. Jason, you go to a basketball court, you see who the ballers are. You could just tell. He just looks to me. I don't have stats to prove it.
I just know that the game is going to get a lot harder in the regular season because he's going to be going against coordinators that are game planning for him, unlike now in the preseason, and he's going against better players.
For sure. But
I'm not saying he's going to fail. I'm just saying it's going to get harder, and it's not going to look that easy. Right now, it looks a little easy for him.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to tear up the league and be Patrick Mahomes. I'm just saying he's going to hit, and like you said, I think, barring injury, he's going to get better every year, and watch out by year 3 or 4. Watch out. might really have something.
Could.
By year three or four. But I think he's going to prove.
Well, this town needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This town needs it, no doubt.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We'll talk more about Cliff Kingsbury's offense with Ian Harditz, who has some great nuggets about Cliff Kingsbury and what to expect from this offense. That's coming up at 820 here on The Fan.